chapter number 1. If you'd like to find that, if you want to stand to your feet and read along with us this morning, we'd sure be happy to have your participation. 2 Samuel chapter 1. We'll start reading at verse number 13 down through verse number 19. Praise God. The Lord's good to us. He's faithful. Don't you love Him this morning, church? Don't you love Him? Praise God. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13. And David said unto the young man that told him, "Whence art thou?" And he answered, "I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite." And David said unto him, "How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" And David called one of the young men and said, "Go near and fall upon him." And he smote him that he died. And David said unto him, "Thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed." And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. Also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher, "The beauty of Israel is slain upon the high places. How are the mighty fallen?" May the Lord bless His word. You may be seated. Praise God. How are the mighty fallen? Title that I want to use today, the Lord being our helper, is "The Arrow of the Lord's Deliverance." The arrow of the Lord's deliverance. I take a moment here and digress momentarily. 2 Samuel chapter number 1 finds David in that city. I suppose we could say that city of infamy. He's at Ziklag. And you all that read the Bible have some understanding about the trauma and the tragedy that had taken place. Israel, it seemed like, has fallen into a civil war. There's guerrilla warfare. There is oppression from their normal enemies, the Amalekites, the Philistines, namely, at this point in time. David, because of the anointing and God's favor upon his life and the backslid state that Saul finds himself in, he finds himself in a very unlikely character of a king, Brother Arnold. He is pursuing the lesser man. He is pursuing David like a wild dog or a partridge or something. And David realizes that he has to flee his own country, and he at this moment of his life, he is finding and seeking refuge. Well, he has sought refuge and he has found refuge, all right? Among the enemies of God, among the Philistines. The city of Ziklag is a city of the Philistines. It's one of King Gath's cities. Amen. Are y'all still here? Anybody here this morning? So he has been allowed by Gath to stay and to find protection and solace from Saul. And it just so happens that God is fixing to bring an end to the dynasty of Saul. And the Philistines have, while David is in exile and while he's hiding out in this Philistine city, the Philistines are coming together, these different kings, to come against Israel on Mount Gilboa. You can read all of this in these previous chapters. And so Saul and Jonathan go out and set the battle in array. They have battle with the Philistines. Only a few days before, the king of the Philistines asked David and his band of guerrillas, if you will, to go with him to fight against Israel. Amen. He really David really convinced the king of the Philistines that I'm with you now. I know that I've slain hundreds of you at a time, and I know I've done a lot of great feats for my king Saul, and I have caused havoc among the Philistines. Hey man, come on, church. How many remember? You know that mighty hero. Anybody? I need some help this morning. Anybody ever heard of Goliath? I got three hands. Anybody ever heard of Goliath? Do y'all know what Goliath's nationality was? Anybody know what he was? Couple of you here. Come on, it's all right to talk back to. What was Goliath? Come on, church. Come on, I'm going to ask you one more time. What was Goliath? He was a Philistine. And now David is over here living in one of their cities. And the king has invited him to go with them to fight against Israel. Amen. This man that has destroyed the Philistines, destroyed their champion, and killed hundreds of their people, is now living in one of their cities, and he's been asked by the king to go with them to fight against the armies of the Lord. And David has found himself in a very peculiar situation. Amen. But he takes his little band and he goes with them, and they march with the Philistines to go to battle against Israel. David's going to fight. Looks like he's going to take his men and fight against his own country. Amen. And I'm really not sure how far David was prepared to go with this. But the night before the battle, the other kings of the Philistines got concerned because they didn't really quite trust David, and they said he's going to turn on us during the battle. You are not going to take David and his men into battle with us. Send him back. Amen. So, at this point when David goes back to Ziklag, that's when they discover that Ziklag is burned with fire. Amen. They come back to more broken dreams, and their wives are gone and their children are gone and they've been captured, and all of these things have happened. Amen. So now, what are they going to do? Hey man, they seek the Lord and they call for an ephod, and the priest says to pursue. Hey man, even while they were contemplating and speaking about stoning David and taking his life, boy, the devil would have sure liked to got that done, wouldn't he? Hey man, because Saul and Jonathan perished in this battle that David was going to be fighting in. They died on Gilboa. David gets back and finds Ziklag burned with fire. And his men are so distraught, amen, and in a place of discouragement, that they're even contemplating and having meetings about stoning him. Amen. Amen. Oh yeah, but before you stone me, let's call on God. And let's see what God says. Amen. And God said, pursue and you shall recover all. Amen. Boy, I'd sure like to encourage somebody here this morning. Amen. Let's pursue and see what God will do. Amen. Oh, yes. We can weep. We can cry. Amen. We can talk about how it used to be. We can talk about how we thought it was going to be. We can find all kinds of reasons and excuses. Amen. But you will never get anywhere until you decide to make an attempt and pursue. Amen. I understand the battles of the Old Testament were very physical, very literal. Amen. But I do know that we can learn spiritual principles from these conflicts and make a spiritual application. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Come on, church. Amen. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Listen to verse number 6. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience. Wow. When your obedience is fulfilled. Man, we had a good lesson on that this morning about worship, spontaneous worship, about asking people to join in worship. You know, all of those things that we sometimes speak about. Amen. But faith doesn't just come spontaneously. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing requires obedience. Bless God, I'll do it when I feel like it, not when anybody asks me to do it. Having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. How many would like to have one of the Lord's anointed arrows of deliverance? Amen. How many would like to put your sickness and your heartbreak and your disappointment and everything you thought should have happened and it didn't happen? Amen. How would you like to get a hold of one of those anointed arrows? Amen. And put all of those disappointments and all of those heartbreaks and all of those diseases, amen, and all of those things in your life that you'd like to change, amen, and just put them on the Lord's arrow of deliverance and fire them away, amen. Do you think we could have revival watching that thing go out of sight? Amen. Wouldn't that be great if we could just put it all on the Lord's deliverance, amen, and fire that arrow and watch it go away, amen. Well, I tell you what, if we're going to see that happen, amen, there are some weapons that we have that are ready to avenge and revenge all disobedience, amen. But it's never going to happen, church, until our obedience, amen, until we're ready to do what we know to do, until we're ready to do what we know we should do, we're going to ever be able to get the arrow of the Lord's deliverance in our bow to shoot away our troubles until we are fully ready and willing to obey God. Amen. Oh, I need some worshipers in here this morning. Amen. I wonder, could we just all stand our feet right now? Amen. Would you mind to lift your hands and your heart and your voice just a moment? Amen. Seem like I'm pulling a long, long train here this morning. Amen. But I believe we can break this thing. Amen. In the name of Jesus, through worship, getting our minds. I know you've worked all week. I know you battled the enemy. I know there's some things you'd like to get rid of. But I'd like to tell you this morning, the Lord has an arrow. Amen. There is an arrow of the Lord's deliverance. And if our obedience will be fulfilled, I believe we can see God to continue to do great things in our church. Would somebody shout hallelujah in here this morning? Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 13 and verse number 14. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness wherewith he died. And Joash the king of Israel came down unto him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And Elisha said unto him, "Take a bow bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. Amen. He's doing pretty good so far, isn't he? Amen. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. Amen. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. He's obeying, isn't he? Amen. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Amen. And the arrow of the deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou hast consumed them. Amen. I believe somebody could praise God right there. Amen. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah while the reading of the word's going on. Amen. It's the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. The Syrians have had us in bondage. The Syrians have had us captivated. Amen. The Syrians won't let us grow a crop. Amen. Wouldn't you like to get a hold of one of the Lord's arrows? Amen. And shoot it toward the east. Amen. And say, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. We're free. We're loose from Syria. Once and for all, we're done with them. Amen. I'm still trying to connect with somebody. Is there anybody in here that would like to see your trials and your pain and your sorrow? Amen. Your heartbreak, your disappointments, all of those things that you wanted to happen. Amen. And it didn't happen. Put it on the Lord's arrow and fire it away. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, take arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou hast smitten. Amen. Thou should have. Oh, God. Oh, help me to preach right now, Lord. Thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. All some people ever want to do is weep about the past. Oh, if I would have just done that. Oh, if I would have just started sooner. Oh, if I would have just found that door of opportunity. And all they can do is weep about the past. Amen. Let me tell you a little bit about Joash. Joash was a grandson of Jeroboam. Anybody that reads the Bible understands that Jeroboam was a very wicked king. The nation again had been divided. You have the kingdom of Judah. You have the kingdom of Israel. You have the 10 tribes of Israel, which were very backslidden, very secular, very idolatrous, very little difference. Very little difference in the kings of Israel than the kings of the idolatrous worshipers that lived around them. Very, very little difference. Amen. Joash has propelled the idolatrous worship of the golden calf cult. Are y'all still here? I really don't know why I'm having such a hard time preaching today. Am I doing that bad, or are y'all sleepy, or what's wrong here? Or do we need to just close and start all over? Maybe a little more volume might help wake some folks up here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe y'all don't have any trials. I don't know. I'm trying to preach about the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. If y'all don't have any, I guess we don't have to worry about getting rid of any. But boy, I tell you, I got some I'd sure like to get rid of. All right, I'm getting a few heads now. Y'all are connecting a little bit now. Anything you want to get rid of, you'd just like to see it sail on out.
Come on, let's just stay there a moment. Anything you'd like, that's on your mind today that you'd like to leave here and wish that was gone? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Well, man, there might be some things for you to do. I believe even though Joash was an idolatrous worshiper, and even though his nation was backslidden, amen, he still didn't like being oppressed by the Syrians. Somehow they still thought they were better than the Syrians. Amen. Even though they're in this wicked state, amen, come on here now. There's still a man of God, amen. Oh, yes, there's still a man of God by the name Elisha, amen, that kept prophesying to these 10 tribes, these secular tribes, these idolatrous tribes, amen, these golden calf cult worshipers. Amen, Elisha never gave up on them, Brother Arnold. He kept going to those kings. He kept trying to bring them back. My God, I wish I could preach in here this morning. It seems like that's where the preachers are of this generation. Amen. We are standing on our soapbox. We are standing behind our pulpits. And we're crying out to America, remember. Remember who you are. Remember where your roots are. Remember what God said about you. Amen. And we're constantly trying. Amen. If you don't think America is an idolatrous nation, you are badly mistaken. We love our idols. We love our sports figures. Amen. We love our wealth. We love our fine homes. We love our beautiful automobiles. Amen. We love our economy. But I got news for you this morning, and it's bad news. Amen. They beheaded some more Christians this week. Amen. And some of these other nations. And we're going to sit here on our high horse and feel like we're above everybody else. And somehow we're just going to get by. I'm telling you, church, we better wake up and realize we need God's help. We need God's arrow of deliverance to rescue America. Or they're coming after us, my friend. Amen. They are coming after us. Do I have any praying folks in the church today? Amen. That'll just kind of pull in here with me. Amen. And back us up here. And pray that God will let revival continue at Bethany. Until it will move in our community. Until it will move on our families. And our children that are lost. Amen. That are on their way to hell. Unless God by His mercy would turn them around. So he goes down, and Elisha's on his deathbed. He's worshiping a golden calf. He's an idol worshiper. But he goes down and he finds Elisha. Amen. Just like a lot of people I've seen that buried their godly parents and grandparents. There's no telling how many of them I've seen right here in this church walk past grandma and grandpa and boo-hoo and sob and say, I'm going to see you in heaven and I'm going to live just like you. And they knew well and good when they walked out they was going to continue living in sin and worldliness. Amen. It's no different than what this king is doing. And over the man of God. Oh, my father, my father. Oh, the chariot and the horsemen of Israel. Oh, I don't know what we're going to do when you're gone. I don't know how we're going to ever get by when you're gone. Amen. And he is an idol worshiper. Amen. But there still is a remote connection. I wish I could help somebody here this morning. Grandma and Grandpa's prayers are not always going to get us through in this horrible hour that we're living in. We are going to have to have an experience of God on our own that's all that's going to ever be able to get us where we need to be. Amen. The chariots of Israel, the horsemen thereof. We understand, Elisha. You're the man that saw Elijah go up in a whirlwind. That mantle of Elijah come down on you, and you've been telling us what we need to do. Listen to what you said, but we know that you're a man of God. Of course, we ain't doing what you told us to do, but we know you're a man of God, and we're sorry. We're so sorry you're dying and leaving us. Anybody get in the picture how fake and how phony? Amen. People try to act like they're saved. They're not living nothing. They still try to heck like they can talk in tongues like grandma and grandpa and some of those first ones that got the Holy Ghost. Amen. When they got a Holy Ghost, got filled with the Holy Ghost before they got sanctified and they laid off the world and got rid of all that stuff. Amen. And now we think we're in another generation and we can just come on and do all of that stuff and still have the same thing. Amen. We can worship our golden calf. Amen. And shoot the arrow of the Lord's deliverance off the same time. Somebody needs to help the preacher preach in here. I'm telling you, it's not going to work that way. Amen. In the generation we're living in, if you don't change your direction, if you don't change your course, if you don't move from where you are to what you know you should do, you are going to send your family and your children in a bad opposite direction. Oh, my Father, my Father, my Father, we love you. We love you so much. And we're not going to start doing what you say, but we sure do love you. Elisha, laying on his deathbed, he says, enough of that already. Pick that bow up. Hey, come on. I'm going to ask you again. Anybody going to help me preach in here this morning? Y'all just going to watch me plowing through it? Get that bow. Take an arrow. Come on now. Come on, Brother Troy. You're going to have to help me here. You're going to have to hold the mic for me. Give me some more volume. Come on. Come on. Get out.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Come on, Joe Ash. Get on now. Quit that crying, boy. Quit your sobbing. You don't mean it anyway. Pick up a bow. So he gets his bow. The man of God puts his hands. Come on. See, I don't even know how to shoot one. Not sure you do either. And the man of God put his hands. Y'all don't get nervous over there. Did I read that right?
Yes, sir.
Did I read it right, church?
Yes, sir.
Elisha put his hands on the hands of the idolatrous king. Amen. Come on now. He's got his hands on him. He says, open the window to the east. Amen. You're making those folks nervous, brother. They're going to never get in. Pull that thing back. Look at that. Amen. You know what's outside the east window? Y'all know what's outside the east window of where the man of God, you can let it go easy. Amen. The east is towards Syria. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. He said, shoot that arrow toward Syria. Woo! Amen. Come on, church. I'm begging you now. Come on, let's have church in here. Do y'all want to have revival? And I'm trying, while I'm preaching to you, I'm trying to get you to think of those things you want to change in your life, those things you want different in your life, amen, and put it on the tip of the arrow, amen, and turn your prayers toward where your trouble's coming from, and pull that weapon back, amen. Remember what I read to you at the very beginning, amen, they lamented, they were crying over there in Ziklag, their city had been burned with fire. Their children were gone. Their wives were gone. And they were lamenting and crying. But right in the middle of that, they said, teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Amen, church. Do you have any weapons? Do we feel like we have anything that will work? Is there anything that has been proven in your life that will work? Bless God. And if it will, would you get it out? Amen. And fire it toward your enemy. And in faith, while that arrow is sailing towards Syria, say the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. The man of God had his hands on my hands. The real man of God, not a false prophet. Amen. Not a prophet of Baal. Not a prophet of the golden calf. But the real man of God had his hands on my hands. And he shot the bow.
One more time, I'm going to ask you to raise your hands, worship for a moment. If y'all think I need to do better, pray for me right now that God will help me. Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm preaching like I am, and I'm encouraging you. I'm exhorting you because I don't want you to walk out of this building the same way you come in. I don't want you to walk out of here carrying those same burdens. We do that over and over and over and over, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Amen. Somebody's going to walk out and say, we really struggled this morning. Amen. We didn't hardly quite have our act together here. Amen. When God's trying to say, you need to put something on my arrow. Amen. Get the man of God's hands on the weapon you know work. Amen. And show up for prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know prayer works? Amen. How many know prayer works other times just beside revival? I'm telling you, prayer will work. It always has, and it always will. Amen. All right. Amen. Enough of that crying. Get up, shoot the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. I wish we had revival like they used to. I wish we could really have it like they said they used to have it. And the churches used to be full and people had to stand in the windows. And we built brush arbors and we couldn't get everybody in. I wish we could have it like we used to have it. I really wish we could have another breakthrough. Like I wish we'd have another service like we did when Brother Tony got the Holy Ghost. And I want to say, go get the bow. Get the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and open the window toward your enemy and pull it back. And then he said, now get arrows. Get arrows. Hey, man, come on here now. Am I helping anybody here this morning? Take arrows. Now remember, you fired the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Now, Joash, smite on the ground. Go ahead. Smite on the ground. Anything else, man of God? We've done that. Go to church 3 times a week. Okay. Okay. Go to church 3 times a week. Anything else you want me to do, man of God? Yeah, we need to take up an offering 2 or 3 times a week. Okay, we've done that. Anything else, man of God? Anything else you want me to do? Come on, you're doing it. Just okay. Okay. Brother, you hit it on the head right then. That's what it was. His heart wasn't in it. All he wanted to do was weep about the past. Oh, Father, my Father, my Father, oh man of God. The horsemen and the chariots of Israel, how it used to be. Reckon there'll be any mantles fall out of heaven next time to deliver us from the Syrians? No, you got yourself into this trouble with the Syrians. I'm showing you how you can get yourself out. Fire the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. I'm not connecting with my congregation this morning. I can tell I'm not. Maybe the enemy's fighting me on this because he don't want me to connect. He wants you to go out of here just like you left. He wants you to go right back and start worshiping your golden calf between now and 5 o'clock this evening. Come on now. That's what he wants you to do. It is not real. It's never going to happen like they used to. It'll never ever happen again. Preacher, you're wasting your time. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. But the man of God, man, my, I can preach right now on half-hearted Christians and half-hearted worshipers and half-hearted singers, amen, and half-hearted givers, amen. But God wants some people that'll say, the man of God put his hands on my hands, and he give me a weapon that I know will work, and he give me an arrow with the Lord's deliverance, and all I got to do is just use the weapon. All I got to do is pull the string back. All I've got to do is shoot it in Jesus' name and believe God to do the rest. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. The man of God was wroth because he only smote the ground 3 times. And he said, you should have kept on doing it. Amen. If you'd have kept on like you was in revival, you'd have the Holy Ghost by now. If you'd have kept on like you was in fellowship meeting, there's no telling what you'd be doing now. Come on Wednesday night. Come on Sunday morning. Come on Sunday night. Smite the ground over and over and over. Amen. Until the Lord brings deliverance. The arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. Remember Ziklag. The wives are gone, the children are gone. All we're left with is remembrance of how it used to be. If we could just go back to those days when Brother so-and-so, Brother somebody else was our pastor. I've heard people talk about, oh, if they were here, they'd know what to do. If they were here, they'd have the wisdom to know exactly what we need to do. Amen. Brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, I knew Brother Dillard very well, and he had a lot of problems in his little church. He didn't have the answers for everything. But that's what some people, oh, my father, my father, oh, my father, my father. That wasn't what God was wanting the king to do, was only weep over the man of God to bring him back to remembrance of what Israel used to be. He wanted him to turn. Go get rid of that golden calf. Go quit worshiping those idols. Church, I'm really sorry. I'm really, if y'all can't tell, I'm really, really trying to preach a very, very good message to you today. And I don't know why I'm not connecting with my audience. But I realize I'm not, but I'm trying. And maybe it'll show up in the altar service, because I'm fixing to give you a chance here in just a little bit. Amen. I sure want to encourage you this morning. I felt like God really gave me this. To tell somebody to shoot the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Amen. Amen. There's something you can do. You got a bow? You got a bow, man of God? You got a bow, king? Yeah, sure. I got a bow. Got it right here. Right. Oh, yeah. Right here with me. Got it right here. Amen. You're going through a trial, young man? How about it, Brother Ben? Back there, you going through any trials in your life? Or anything you wish was different, you and Sister Kelsey praying about? You know what? You got a Bible, just like grandpa's, just like grandma's. Just you got a bow. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got it. All you got to do, just get it out. And don't get it out in a half-hearted way and say, well, this probably worked pretty good for them back there in another time and another day. In another era. Back then they were really having, just anybody could shoot an arrow back then, and it was just the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. What? 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 No. God says you got a bow. Amen. Remember Ziklag. Shall we pursue? They brought the ephod. They said, you pursue. You'll recover all. They got down there. Those folks, they'd been accumulating stuff.
that had been doing those raids on those little cities and towns all across there gathering up stuff. Brother Tim, they had so much stuff they couldn't hardly move their army trying to carry around all the spoil of war. And so they felt they were in a safe place and they were having a big party. They were drinking themselves silly and drunk. And David's men swooped down on them. Hey, man, come on now. Oh, I wish somebody shout hallelujah in here. They swooped right down on them and took everything. Not only, Brother Todd, did they get back what they lost from Ziglag, they got everything else those guys had been looting and taking every other city they've been in. And they divided the spoil, even those that stood by the stuff. That's when they passed that new law in Israel. You didn't go to war with us, so you don't get no spoil. David said that there were some people that stood by the stuff. So they had to keep house. They had to, bless God. I was real good to that prodigal son a couple weeks ago. It might not sound so good now. They kept the lights on while you was backslid. They kept going while you was... They kept smiting the ground three times when you wasn't even smiting it once or twice a week. Come on. Talking about the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. David says they're going to get some of the stuff. I need singers. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many's glad you're in church this morning? Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, don't you love him? Why don't we just lift him up again right now? Right there where you're sitting. I'm not quite through preaching yet. Just go ahead and worship him a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good? When we come back carrying the spoil, he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And we're going to share. Come on, older brother, get your act together. Change your attitude. Get a shower and get on in there and sit down. And let's all have church together. The prodigal son's made his way back home. Praise God. The arrow of the Lord's deliverance shot it toward the east. Praise God. I wouldn't be surprised if when those men swooped down on those folks in that drunken stupor, they wasn't screaming, amen, like those few, well, those folks that didn't make it in time to help the 289 original defenders of the Alamo, amen. When Sam Houston finally, bless his little heart, got his army rallied and got down there after those men had suffered for 13 long days under besiege of 4,000 Mexican soldiers or 6,000 or who knows. Maybe nobody knows for sure. Only 289 defenders inside those fortified walls that gave birth to the state of Texas. Are y'all still here? Amen. They paid with their lives. Amen. But they bought precious time for Houston to rally his army to finally, again, bless his little heart to get down there. But almost like, I almost picture this as the same way as David's people that had been captured from Ziglag and all these banded armies that had them surrounded. That's what Santa Ana and the Mexicans done. They were taking an afternoon siesta. Are y'all still here? Drinking and having a big meal, thinking they were safe. And Sam Houston's army swooped in on them with that cry of the horseback riders. Remember the Alamo. Amen. That's where that cliche come from. And you know what? They wreaked havoc on that army caught by surprise. Amen. Come on now. They captured Santa Ana and sent him. Amen. Sent him tucking. Are y'all still here? Oh, yes. I wouldn't be surprised if those men didn't swoop in on the Amalekites saying, remember Ziklag. Remember Ziklag. Remember Ziklag. My God, I wish I could preach some fire to somebody this morning. Amen. That would come to this altar and say, I remember what I had. I remember when I walked in freedom. I remember when I had the Spirit of God. The Syrians have had me captivated. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to get me.
me one of those arrows of the Lord's deliverance. And I'm going to get at this altar and I'm going to put all of that on there and I'm going to fire the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Let's stand all over the house. Why don't we just bow our heads right now? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I don't know what you're trying to do, but I know you're trying to do something here today. I can't help but believe that I'm not connected with somebody here today that would like to get rid of some things. They'd like to get out from under some oppression. They'd like to get rid of some things that's dogged them and worked on their mind. So I'm asking them, if they're hearing me, even in this prayer right now, to step out. I think I could probably find three arrows if somebody just wanted to get a hold of one. If you wanted to walk down the altar with it, I'd be happy to get one and bring it to you. But I'd like somebody to shoot the arrow of the Lord's deliverance here this morning. The altars are open. We're not going to tarry. Just a minute or two here. Nobody comes and prays, seeks the Lord. We're going to dismiss you and let you go out a little bit early this morning. Anyway. Go ahead, sister.